They're on recess, the nation's great legislative bodies. No doubt their attention is turning towards the fall midterm elections. But there's a lot of business to do. For instance, the Armed Services Committee have been warned the Veterans Choice Program will run out of money shortly after May 30th. Joining me with a short-term outlook, Bloomberg congressional reporter Nancy Ognanovich. Ms. Ognanovich, good to have you on.
Super to be here. Thank you.
Let's talk about appropriations in general, because the federal bureaucracy wonders, with those elections coming up, whether Congress is going to worry about the need to appropriate in time for September 30th. It never happens, but we can always hope.
It's always out there, the possibility that they're going to miss their deadline. And as you know, they're starting out late on the fiscal year 2019 bills because they just wrapped up a massive omnibus for fiscal 18 just a few weeks ago. So really, when I look at the calendar, they only have about 14 or 15 work weeks before the September 30 deadline, because, of course, they have a number of recesses, including most of August. So right now, the House and the Senate Appropriations Chairman are trying very hard to seize the momentum, get a framework for passing their bills this summer. They're currently working on, together in the two chambers, a plan on how they'll distribute the money, and they're working to finish up their hearings and start moving some bills to the floor. And I think you will see some bills come to the House floor in May, maybe soon after they come back, and maybe in the Senate in June. But you know how easily these plans can fall away when there are some troubles. So we have to watch it closely.
Is the staff at work of these members, even though the members are on recess in Washington, is the staff at it, and could federal managers maybe make their wishes known or discuss plans with at least the staffs?
Oh, I absolutely think so. It was said as the members went out to recess at the end of last week that if they got their allocations for the spending bills this week, then, of course, staff could be poring over those numbers, and they could be starting to kind of flesh out the framework for what their bills might look like. And they have to have some of those numbers before they can write bills. So I would imagine that there could be a lot of back and forth with people at the agencies about them.
And with the House needing to choose a new speaker, it's one way or the other after this term, and also so many members not returning, especially from the Republican side, does that throw any kind of monkey wrench into the works?
Well, I imagine that if you have requests from people who aren't returning, they don't carry as much weight as those people who are staying on or have a good chance to stay on. We have more than 70 members of the House who are retiring, and that's a really staggering number.
All right, let's get to some other issue, too, besides the appropriations, and that is a big one, which is FAA reauthorization. As I understand it, that has passed the House and now needs Senate action?
That's right. Last week, they passed an FAA reauthorization bill that covers the FAA for more than 5 years, and that's the first time, I think, since 2012 that the FAA had a long-term bill. It was basically getting by on a lot of extensions while Congress struggled to try to figure out what they wanted to do with the FAA. So now the attention's going to turn to the Senate, and the Senate Commerce Committee has had an FAA bill of their own ready for quite a long time, over a year, and Senator Mitch McConnell, the majority leader, would like to bring up that FAA bill on the Senate floor this spring sometime. So then we'll have that happening, and then we will have to see a conference committee between the House and the Senate to reconcile the bill. And the current deadline for doing that is September 30. That's when the extension covering the FAA, in the meantime, will expire. So we don't know if they're going to have a final bill by that date, but that would be the goal.
We're speaking with Bloomberg congressional reporter Nancy Ognanovich. So for the Senate, I guess in the House, too, there's the issue of resolving that authorization outside of what money they appropriate underneath it.
Oh, that's right. So first they have to have the framework, which addresses what happens, let's say, with air traffic control, what happens with the essential air service program that a lot of rural states depend on, or the allocation of slots at Washington Reagan National Airport, that's always an issue. And also something that the House slipped in deals with the regulation of the trucking industry and whether California can impose its own work rules, basically ordering rest breaks and meal breaks for truckers. That's different than the federal regulation. There are a lot of things that still have to be worked out, and in the meantime, the appropriators have to keep the money just flowing, and the extension has to be there to cover the FAA.
And also on the Senate side, there are lots of nominations from the administration, judges, the CIA nomination. They've got to take care of that one since they got Mike Pompeo through at State Department. And what the heck's going to go on with the Veterans Affairs Department?
You know, you'd think that the cabinet would be all secured and tucked away by now, and that a year and a half into the administration, you wouldn't see so many gaps. We have Pompeo just recently confirmed and sworn in, so that job is done. But Mitch McConnell has other things to do. When the Senate comes back May 7, a couple days later, they're going to have a hearing on Gene Haspel to head the CIA. The Intelligence Committee in the Senate is going to meet on her confirmation. And there are a lot of issues about her involvement in interrogations during the early 2000s. That's something that they're going to be looking at. That nomination could be on the Senate floor in a couple of weeks. And then there's the whole issue of what happens at the Veterans Administration. Since Ronnie Jackson dropped out last week, we don't know who the new nominee will be, but that will eat up another chunk of Senate time. He'll have to go through committee and then to the floor, so that's something that could be under consideration later in May or even June. So there are a number of things, but first of all, Mitch McConnell wants to move another bunch of Donald Trump's judges, and he undertook procedural moves right before the break to set up votes on six circuit court judges for the federal bench at the appellate level. And that's very, very significant. And he's already been able to approve or confirm quite a number of circuit judges. And these are judges who have lifetime appointments, who sit on the appellate courts, the farm team for the Supreme Court. And Donald Trump is getting many of these nominees approved because the Senate rules were changed so that they can be approved on simple majorities. So that's something we'll be watching very closely when the Congress comes back, when the Senate comes back.
Nancy Ognanovich is a congressional reporter at Bloomberg Government. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.